Welcome to another weekly edition of Blister Podcast, blister57.com. It's your latest podcast, better get this shit done, better make it last. I got here, motherfucking blister from the past. 57 favorite weapon, yeah, we shaving off seconds. He's not wrecking the set, but he can talk about the technology, the monstrosity. He's telling the news you need, and if you wanna lose some sleep, you tune in. We got the Brad, the Bo, and the Glenn.
All right, welcome to Bills 57 Podcast. This is episode 18. Once again, we got Bryce on Skype. How you going, Bryce?
Yeah, good.
That's the way, mate. What's in the topics for today, mate?
Well, Apple has apparently been working on the tablet since 1983. MSI has a new ultra-slim notebook called the X-Slim X620 with an optical drive and ADI graphics. Geohot, for anybody who knows him out there, has been working on the iPhone. And started on the iPhone. He's now hacked PS3 and managed to get full control of the system memory and processor. Steve Ballmer signed a fan's MacBook Pro. Windows 7 is now more popular than Vista and Mac. So every version of Mac is more popular than apparently.
Wow.
And apparently the new PS3 update has widespread failure and is breaking people's Blu-ray drives.
Shit. That's an
Corsair
interesting story.
Has new RAM that is an amazing 2,333 megahertz. And bump top is now on the Mac, and those are the topics.
Cool. All right, let's start with the PS3.
So the PS3 has a new update out, which I faced, or I got the same problem.
Okay.
So I do believe this, and I would highly not recommend updating, especially after reading this. Apparently it's widespread. They're having failure rates of the Blu-ray drives thanks to the update, so I wouldn't actually update.
Okay.
So right. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't have a PS3, so I wouldn't know. So, what's in the update at all, Bryce? Any other sort of features to the update?
No, I think it's the Blu-ray drive firmware up.
All right, tell us more about the PS3 firmware, Bryce.
Apparently, it's just going to update the firmware on the Blu-ray drive, which is pretty unstable, and I wouldn't recommend upgrading because I have had my Blu-ray drive fail. So do not upgrade until they fix that. And the next topic is that Apple has apparently been working on the tablet since 1983. Steve Jobs has been quoted saying just recently that it's going to be the most important thing he's ever done. Don't know what that means, but it must be pretty good if he says the most important thing he's ever done.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much certain that he's going to release it in a couple of days. It may actually be really, really good. Because they have prototypes of the Apple tablet from 1983, and they got pictures on Engadget you can look at, which is amazing because pretty much no one had a tablet computer in 1983, so okay. That's pretty amazing. It must be pretty good.
It is. Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Just a question about that.
Yeah.
What's the how much roughly what that's going to cost at all?
Knowing Apple, probably 1,000. I mean, I'm talking Australian here, probably 1,000. Yep. 400.
So it basically is going to be an iPhone version sort of thing, and just with no phone and that.
Hopefully it'll run Snow Leopard. I mean, hopefully, but
I probably won't buy it.
It may run its own custom version of software like the iPhone did. But yeah, I don't know.
Don't know either. I'm happy with the netbook, so I'm not really that fussed about it. So
yeah.
All right.
Yep. The next topic is that Geohot, who originally hacked the iPhone, has now hacked the PS3 and managed to get full control of the system memory and the processor, which is pretty amazing. Not too much has been said about it, but he said that you can, or it's not really a patchable thing that Sony can do, but it is possible to do that, so Sony needs to get that under control. But it is pretty cool that he managed to hack it.
Sounds good.
Yeah, the next topic is that MSI has a new ultra-slim notebook called the X-Slim X620, which MSI, I mean, their name's been lifted in the past couple of years because of their netbooks and that. But it looks pretty cool. It's pretty thin. Runs Windows. There's not so much to say about that, but it looks pretty nice, pretty thin. And it has some good specs on it.
Good stuff.
And the next topic is that Steve Ballmer signed a fan's MacBook Pro, and note that that's actually by Mac. People thought he'd, I think somebody did it as a joke and they brought it to him and he actually signed it, which is pretty funny. You can see that story on Engadget if you want to look at that. And Windows 7 is now apparently more popular than Windows Vista and Mac combined. So every version of Mac, apparently Windows 7 is more popular than it.
Really? Whether Windows 7 is popular than Apple?
Yeah.
Shit. That's amazing. That's
what they're saying, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, that's cool.
And Corsair has its new DDR3 RAM, which is an amazing 2,333 megahertz, which is insane. There's really not that much to say about that, so I'm just going to move on. And this is pretty old news, but Bump Top is now on Mac. You could use it on Windows before, and it just lets you do like gestures and stuff on your desktop, and it made your desktop interactive and stuff. So, yeah.
Cool, man. All right, all good topics. That's about it. All right, this has been episode 18, quick, and we'll get this out now, and that's about it. Thanks for coming on, Bryce. This has been episode 18.
Yep.
Thanks.
Welcome to another weekly edition of Blister Podcast, blister57.com, .com. It's your latest podcast, better get this shit done, better make it last. I got here, motherfucking blister from the past. 57 favorite weapon, yo, he's shaving off seconds, he's not wrecking the set, but he can talk about the technology, the monstrosity, he's telling the news you need, and if you wanna lose some sleep, you tune in, we got the Brad, the Bo, and the Glenn.